Today's learning is sponsored by the Hirschgut family, Leah Nishmas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family, before Shlomo for Daniela, Tzipora Bas Dina. So in the bottom of Nun Hey Amun Beis, the Gemara just taught us that Rabbi Yehuda is the opinion that less lay brera. There is no brera according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara is going to prove this. Gemara appears several times in Shas, this whole back and forth, maybe like six, seven times or so. So Gemara asks in the bottom of Nun Hey Amun Beis, four lines up, Minola, and how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold the brera? Elaim, if you're going to tell me from the following Mishnah, Mehud, it's not in the Mishnah, teaches us, Halokeach Yayim Mibein HaKusim, the person buys wine from the Kusim, Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha, Friday, right before dark. So Omer VeOmer, he has to separate Chumas and Maisos, because the Kusi did not separate Chumas and Maisos. So what does he do? Omer Shnei Lugin Shani Asid Lahafrish, so the two Lugim that I'm going to separate in the future, but not now, but in the future I will separate two Lugim, Harehein Chuma, because we're assuming right now, let's say there was 100 a lug of wine. So the average, the suggested amount of chuma is 150th, so 150th, 100 is 2. So Shnei Lugin, he's going to eventually, in the future, Shani Asid Lahafish Hare Hein Chuma. He's left with now 98 lug of wine. So 98 lug of wine, you have to take Meiser, so that's around 9.8, that's around 10. So Hare Hein Asara Meiser Rishon. So the next 10 amounts of wine, Lugin of wine, are going to go towards Meiser Rishon to the Levi, and now he's left with around 88, so then 88, 10% of that's going to be 8.8, which is around 9, so then Tisha, 9 of them, is going to go towards Meiser Sheni. Umechel, then he's going to be Mechel, this machlok is what Mechel means. Rashi says, Mechel means, and Daphne and Vav, a very short Gemara and Rashi, Umechel, Meiser Sheni al Ha-Maos, he's going to be Moch Mechalo, the Meiser Sheni Kedusha, onto money. He's able to extract that Kedusha. You can't do that by Chuma, you can't do that by Meiser Risho, and that Kedusha remains forever. But with Meiser Sheni, excuse me, you can be Mechalo. So you Mechalo, the Meiser Sheni Kedusha onto Maos, Dema Sheyesh Biyado Litakin, Yitakin, that which he could fix. So he fixed Meiser Sheni, he removes that Kedusha. And then he shows, says Rashi, Minam Mar Tarovis, he then drinks from the Tarovis. Now he hasn't yet separated Chumas and Maisos. He just said, there is a 2 lug of Chuma here. There are 10 lug of Maisir somewhere in this mixture of the wine, in the barrel. He's able to drink the Tarovis nonetheless. Ukshe Lokalim, Yafish Bam Hachuma, Vamaisir. And at the end, whatever's left over, that's going to be Chuma and Maisir. The Samchidin Abrera, you can rely on Brera. You could say that wine that was left over at the end, that was always a chumah from the beginning, even though it really wasn't. So you see from this the Mishnah, there is Brera. This is all according to Divrei Rebbe Meir. Then the Gemara says on Amud Beis, Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Shimon, these three Tanaim, Osern, they forbid such a practice. Alma ein brera. Why don't they allow this? Because brera means you do things retroactively. They don't hold of brera. You can't retroactively say, oh, that was always chumah from the beginning, and this is Rabbi Yehuda who asers doing so. So this must be the raya, this must be the source and basis that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of a brera. And the Gemara says this is not a raya, because Mimai, how do you know it has to be read and understood this way? Dilma, shiny hus, maybe this case is different of the barrel of wine, kitikatani taima. The Mishnah itself tells us why they argue. Amrilol, the Rabbi Meir, who's the one who allowed to do this. Rabbi Huda and the others did not allow this. So why not? So Amrilol, the Rabbi Meir, iata moda, shemi yibaka node. Maybe the node, the container, the barrel is going to break. Venimsa shosa tivalam the mafreya. Turns out you ate the mafreya teva. Why? Let's say you did this suggestion, and you drank the wine, and you planned on whatever was left over. That leftover is chumas and maisos. But let's say before you get there, ended up breaking. The whole thing broke, so you're not able to designate that chuma or that maiser. Turns out you never separate chumas and maisos, and what you drank initially was really tevil. So it wasn't because they rejected brera per se, it was simply because they were concerned that something might happen to the barrel and you lose the wine. And the Gemara says, what's Rabbi Meir's response to this? Rabbi Meir himself says, Amar lehem lichshe yibake. When it happens, okay, then I'll be concerned. But he wasn't concerned of this actually happening. So machlokas between Rabbi Meir versus the other Tanaim was whether we're choshish for this happening, the breaking of the barrel, or not choshish. But lagabe brera, brera was not on the radar here. We can't prove them from this Mishnah whether one holds a brera or not holds a brera. So the Gemara then says, okay, so what's the source, the basis that Rabbi Yehuda does hold a brera? Ela midetani ayo, ayo zatana, detani ayo Rabbi Yehuda Omri, quoted from Rabbi Yehuda. Ein adam masne al shnei dvarim keachad. A person cannot make a tanai when it comes to setting up an Erev Tchum before Shabbos. He cannot make a tanai on two different things. We'll look at Rashi to make this a little bit clearer. Ela im bachacham lemizrach, eruvei lemizrach, lemarav eruvei lemarav. So he's allowed to say, let's say there's one chacham coming. He knows there's a chacham coming, he heard, but he wasn't sure if he's coming to the east or the west, the two different towns where he's coming. So he says, wherever the chacham comes, that's where my Erev is set up. He sets the Erev Tchum in the east, sets one up in the west, and wherever that chacham comes, so that's where my Erev is going to be set, but not the other direction. What he can't do is, let's say, two Rabbanim are coming, one to the east and one to the west. I'm going to set both, and I'll decide tomorrow on Shabbos which one I wanted retroactively. That's where it doesn't work. So just look at Rashi to make this a bit clear. Rashi says two lines down from the top, Ein adam masna al shnei dvarim, l'haniach shnei eruvim, a person cannot set up two Erev Tchums, echad lemizrach ve'echad lemarav, Shema im yavo shnei chachamim. Perhaps if two different chachamim come, echel lemizrach veechel lemarav, v'lomar le'ezem em she'erta elach lemachar. I'll decide tomorrow who's a erev, which erev I want to rely on. That doesn't work. Lefisha knias erev ben hashmashasi. The acquisition of the erev tchum takes effect ben hashmashas erev Shabbos. Uchshezeb borer lemachar, when he decides tomorrow on Shabbos day. Osa she'erta, that which one he wanted, lo samchinen abreira. You can't rely on breira lomar. Huvrar, it was clear from the beginning always, she'erev letzad chacham zekana, shvisa ha'emesh, it was from yesterday, that what's called brera, that doesn't work. What you can do is, says Rashi, ela al chacham echad, if there's just one chacham, the eni yodeil eza ruach yavo, but you're just not sure if he's coming from the east or the west, so then that's allowed. Then you can be masna on, im bala mizrach eruvei shal mizrach yikne, vim bala mariv eruvei shal mariv yikne, so whatever happens, happens, but not that I'm deciding tomorrow, I don't know what happened. So the ilu lekan lekan, however, on shnei chachamim lemakum shir to elich lo, that doesn't work because the ein brayer. So that's the rise. Let's read that one more time. Midatani ayo, detani ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein other masna al shnei dvarim keachad. You can't be masna in two different matters and decide tomorrow. That's brayer and that doesn't work. Ella im bachacham lemizach eruvei lemizach. If it's one chacham, then he goes to the east. I just don't know where he went. If he goes to lemariv eruvei lemariv, aval lekan lekan. But to rely on two places for two times chachamim and decide tomorrow, lo, that doesn't work. So Gemara just asks a question. Wait a second. Vavinam ba ma'ishna lekan lekan delo. So why, if I want to go to, you know, have two times chachamim, like one's the east and one's to the west, why does that not work? The ein breira, breira doesn't work. So lemizrach umarv nami ein breira. So if it's one chacham and I don't know if he comes to the east or to the west, shouldn't that also be breira tomorrow when I figure out he goes to the east? Isn't that breira that yesterday I wanted it to work to the east or the west, vice versa? Why is there a difference between two and one? And so the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yochanan kishekvar b'chacham. The chacham already came erev Shabbos. I just didn't know where he came. So when I made the tonight erev Shabbos, it actually took effect to the east. I happen to not know the metzias, but to the east is where he went, or maybe to the west. That was all decided before Shabbos. I just lacked the awareness of this. But the other case where it doesn't work is where they came to the east and to the west. Two events happened. They both happened. I just decided on Shabbos which one to rely on retroactively. That's Breira, and that would not work. And this is the basis that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, the Lesle Breira. So Gemara now says around 10 lines down, V'hashta, now that we've established De Amrinan L'Rabbi Yehuda Ein Breira. So we're ready to establish the fact Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion Breira doesn't work. But still, Haksiva Isle. We discussed, or not together, but we learned in the daf yesterday that Ksiva does work. If you write like a little note, you can write a letter, or a Taklin Chadasin, or Taklin Atikin, those things work. Aleph and Abayz, right, things that are written down actually do work as a reminder. It's just as a side point came to mind now. I know it's a big discussion when it comes to davening Shabbos early and to be reminded to say Shema later on Bizman or to say Sfir Bizman. So there's discussion whether or not you're allowed to rely on, let's say, putting your watch in the wrong hand or upside down or maybe leaving it out. So someone once showed me Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has in a sefer in Emes LeYaakov, he does not think a reminder works by putting a piece of paper. That does not serve as a reminder. You need to set an alarm of some sort. That's what or a person to remind you. I just wonder, I'm thinking out loud, I'm not posking against Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky per se, but I think many people do rely on switching the watch around or leaving the watch in front of them during the Suda. And maybe this is a reminder, if it's a ksiva, something that you see, something that's written, is noticeable, can serve as a reminder for a person in terms of a different dinim. So what the Gemara asks here is, so shouldn't ksiva work as a reminder to know which one to put on? The concern ones here, when it came to the Dama Sa'ir, the Dama Par, So the Kohen Gadol shechted the dam apar. He sprinkled it in the Kodesh Kodashim. Then he placed it on this little pillar. And then he shechted the sire and took that blood and sprinkled it on the Kodesh Kodashim. Then he comes back and switches them. The question was, do you have two pillars or one pillar? So if there's two pillars, when you put them down, you might confuse which one's the sire, which one's the par. That's going to mess everything up. So you only have one pillar, you pick up one, you carry the other one, there's no confusion. Because you have to lift the par before the sire, but you put both down, maybe there's a concern. So Gemara says, why not write par and sire in two different pillars? And that gets around the problem. So Gemara says, Ha ksiva islay. Rabbi Yehuda does acknowledge that ksiva does work. It's an effective reminder to a person. So why not have two pillars and have par and sire written on each of them? So Gemara says, Ha ksiva islay, yumaki purim, nami, navid trey. Make two different pillars, v'nichtav alayu, write on them which one's the par, which one's the sire. So Gemara says, Bishum chulsha the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol's weak. It's the Kohen Gadol's fasting. He's doing an avoda. There's a lot of pressure on him. He's representing the entire tzibor. There's a lot of chulsha to the Kohen Gadol. And labadaita, he might not pay attention. Things are moving so fast with all the pressure. So that might not be normally. Ksiva is a very good and a sufficient reminder. But in the case of the Kohen Gadol, or Yom HaKippurim, it may not work. And therefore, one pillar, you must have one pillar. The Lotei Malchim, we don't say this. Below ksiva, because even without writing, let's say you don't write which is the par and which is the sire. There's another way to know the difference between the blood of a cow and the blood of a goat. What's that? Gemara says, Dilo temahachi, below ksiva nami, even without ksiva, you could recognize high nafish, high zutar. One's a lot, one's a little. A cow, there's a lot more blood from a cow than a goat. So you're going to have a huge vessel of blood from a cow and much less blood from a goat. Shouldn't that serve as a reminder for getting the ksiva? So Gemara says, maybe it's a case, like Kule, maybe the Kohen Gadol didn't catch all the blood, so maybe he spilled some of the blood, and it's the same amount of Dama Par as is the Dama Sar, and maybe they're equal or similar. But that can't be the case. We saw this already together, that when a person shechs a cow or any other animal, for that matter, any other carbon, you need to catch all, kol dama, all the blood of the par, shenemar, ves kol dam hapar yishvoch el yisod hamizbech. After you've done the sprinklings of any carbon, you pour the remainder, the shiraim, on the yisod, on the little foundation in the bottom of the mizbech, but it says, es kol dam hapar. So there's a lot more blood of the cow than the blood of the goat. That itself should serve as a difference. The chitem, if you're going to tell me, dilma mishtapich minai, so maybe he spilled it. Okay, that's plausible. He spilled some of the damapar, so maybe there's only a little bit left, so now you can't tell the difference between the damapar and the damasar. So the Gemara says that too is used another way to distinguish between the two, because apparently, high chivar, high sumak, the goat blood apparently is a little bit whiter or lighter, and the cow blood is so much redder, so you could tell by the color. So why does that not serve as a reminder? So okay, it could either be the amount, it could be the color. Ella, you know why we don't rely on these? Bishum chul shu de Kohen Gadol, lava daitam. There's so much pressure, the Kohen Gadol is weak, he's fasting, he does not pay attention to the colors, the shade, he does not pay attention to the amounts. So too, Hachanami, he wouldn't pay attention to the ksiva either, Mishum Chulsha, the Kohen Gadol, Lava Daita, and therefore the only solution, according to Behuda at least, is having one pillar, and you have to pick up one to put the other one down, this way to ensure you don't confuse the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSar. So Gemara says, Hahud Nachas Kami Derava, Nachas means to go down. A person once went down in front of Rava. What is he doing going down in front of Rava? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says around seven lines up, Hahu shliach tzibur, the nachas kami di Rava. And there's a chazan who davened for the Yamad. He was davening in the presence of Rava. V'haya omer seder yom ha-kippurim betfila kimo she'anu omerim. He was saying the seder tfila, just like we say seder tfila during Musaf. He was doing the same thing. So what happened when he was saying the seder tfila? So the Gemara says, Amar yatza, he says, yatza v'nichal kan sheni shebehechel. He placed the blood on the second pillar, so there are two pillars according to his, this nusach that he was saying. And then he says, Natal dam hapar v'niach dam hasar. He picked up the blood of the cow, then placed the blood of the sire, the goat. Now this is a stira. Why is this stira? Well, you only pick up the dam of the par first if there's one pillar. Right? There's one pillar. What happened was, the dam hapar is placed there first. He goes, shechs the goat, and then he brings the goat blood back. He picks up the dam hapar and places the dam hasar in its place. That's assuming there's one pillar. Because if there are two pillars, what you do is you'd first put down the Dama Sayer, and then the Dama Par you pick up afterwards, because you want to use your right hand always for things. So if there's one pillar, you're stuck. You can't put the Dama Sayer down to pick up the Dama Par first. So on the one hand, he says there's a second Cain. He plays the goat blood on Cain Sheni. But then he says you pick up the Dhamma part first, and then you put the Dhamma Sar, which implies there's only one pillar. So Amalei, so Rava says to him, Chadak Rabbanim, Chadak Rabbi Yehuda. So you're a Sestira. You're on one hand, you're passing like Rabbi Yehuda that there's only one pillar, which is why he picked up Dhamma Par first and then put down Dhamma Sar. But then you're passing like the Shitas Chachamim, the Rabbanu, who hold that there are two Canaan, there are two pillars. So he says, Ema Hiniach Dam HaSayer V'Nato Dam HaPar. He switched it around. That no, he first placed the Dam HaSayer, the goat blood, on the second pillar, and then he picked up the blood that was initially on the Dam HaPar that was on the first pillar. And that's how the Girsa should have been, and perhaps it was that way. Maybe it was misunderstood. There's an interesting Magen Avraham, based on the Gemara. He talks about the following din. It's a discussion when it comes to reading two Sifrei Torah. So there's an opinion out there that one does not read the second Sefer Torah, doesn't even take it out, until you've put the first Sefer Torah back in the Aron Kodesh. Not what we do. We take out both, and you just do Hagman and Galila, and then you do the second Sefer Torah. So there is an opinion in Shulchan Aruch, he says that you have to put the first one back before you take out the second one. The Aruch Moshe says our practice is not like that at all, but the Magadram asks the question, why not? Why don't we learn from the Raya in the Yushami that says you're supposed to put down the Dam HaSayir first, and then you pick up the Dhamma Par. The Dhamma Sayer was just used, that was the Sefer Torah view that was used. You put it down first, and then you pick up the Dhamma Par afterwards. So is that not a Raya? You have to complete the mitzvah entirely, and then you go on to the next mitzvah? So what the Magen Avraham says, no, that Yushalmi is not a Raya. Because maybe the reason why you had to put the Dhamma Sayer first on the second pillar, before picking up the Dhamma Par, was not because you need to complete a mitzvah first, before the next one, but maybe it's a unique halacha by avoda that avoda always must be with the right hand. So if you're still holding the Dhamma Sayer, you pick up the Dhamma Par, you're using your left hand. So you put the Dhamma Sayer first to make your right hand available to pick up the Dhamma Par, but nothing at all to do with the finishing one Sifrei Torah before beginning the next one. So now let's finish off the Gemara here. Nun Vavam Beis, the Gemara says that in the two dots, V'hiza mimenu ahaparoches k'neged aron mibuchad. So he sprinkled the blood of the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Sayer. It was sprinkled on the paroches, k'neged in the center, k'neged where the aron was situated. So Tani Rabbanan, the pasuk, the Brisa quotes from the pasuk, V'chein yasa la'ol moed, and you should do the same exact thing to the ol moed. So ma tam alomer, what does that mean? You do the same thing to the ol moed. We always referring to the paroches area. K'shem shemazel lefnai v'lefnim, just like you sprinkled in the Kodesh Kodashim, kach mazah behechal, so too in the hechal, you should sprinkle the same way. Malafnai lufnim, achas lamalav ashev lamata, there's one atop and seven down below. Bidamapar, kach mazah behechal, so too, you have to sprinkle the same thing in the damapar, in the parochas, achas lamalav ashev lamata. Ukshem shilafnai lufnim, achas lamalav ashev lamata, dam hasoyer, kach mazah behechal. So just like after you sprinkle the damapar, in the Kodesh Kodashim, and then you sprinkle the Dhamma Sayer in the Kodesh Kodashim, you have to do the same thing to both the Dhamma Par and the Dhamma Sayer on the Parochas. So then the Pasuk says, HaShochein itam besoch tumasam, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Shechina rests within, even during the times of Tumah, afilu b'shas shehein tamei, even when we are tamei, Shechina imahim, no matter what a person does wrong, no matter how tamei a person might be, the Shechina is always with us. So Amar Leh, there's once a dialogue, Hahu Mina, the Rabbi Chanina. A certain Apikoros said to Rabbi Chanina, Hashta Bari Tamei Matan, it's clear that you guys, Klaisel, you guys are full of Tumah? How does he know this? Based on the Pasuk, I think Pasuk in Eicha, it says, Tumasa Bishuleh, this Tumah in your clothing. You guys are so, you are immersed in Tumah. Rashi says, Hashta Bari, top line, Vadai Tamei Matan, you guys are certainly Tameh, ve'ein shechina beinechem shara betumah, and shechina cannot rest within tumah. So the response that Rabbi Chinya said back to him, Amar Lei, tachazeh. See, by the way, there's a rare occurrence of this phrase in the Bavli. Tachazeh is a Yushalmi, it's a lashon of the Zohar, but interesting, it appears here. It says, tachazeh, mak zibah, who was it saying? Hashochena itam besoch tumasam, which means, afilu bezman shem timeim shechina shura beinayim. Even though we might be tameh, and even though the Pasuk in Eicha says that we are tameh, nonetheless the Pasuk elsewhere tells us that the Torah, that shechina rather is a shruya beinayim. Let's quickly recap. We start by talking about the source of a breira, that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a breira. We start bringing our raya, perhaps from the case of the Trumas and Maisos. That wasn't a raya, that was a machlok, because whether or not we're concerned that the barrel might break or not, but not about breira per se. Then we said the raya must have been from Ayo, who spoke about the Erev Tchum from two different directions. If it's one direction, one chacham, you don't know where he went, But it already happened Erev Shabbos. I just didn't know Metzias. That works. But to say two Chachamim, two Erev Tchumim, and I'll decide tomorrow, that's Breira. If Yehuda says that does not work, must be he doesn't hold a Breira. Then we discuss the concept of a Ksiva. So why can't you write the Ksiva, which one's the Dama Par, which one's the Dama Sar? Because the Chush of the Kohen Gadol, he won't remember. Just like he won't remember, even though Dama Par is more blood, and even though Dama Par is redder than Dama Sar, because he's so busy and so weak, he's not going to recognize the differences. So the only solution for Rabbi Yehuda was to have one pillar. We had the Chazan who davened in front of Rava, who seemed to have had a stira about Rabbi Yehuda, one pillar versus Chachamim and two pillars, and Gemara tweaked that, and finally the Brisa that saying, whatever you do in the Kodesh Kodashim, both Dama Sar or Dama Par, you do the same thing to the Parochas as well. And finally, that Filu B'toch Filu B'Shas Temeim, the Shechina is Imahim. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day.